WMX Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. We go across the pond. One of our closest allies, the UK, they are having a change of prime ministers. And the results that have happened so far, in my judgment, are a problem. Now, there was Boris Johnson. He was the guy. Some of the things he did were quite good. He was very supportive of NATO and the United States and Ukraine, and very supportive of the Ukrainians against the Ruskies. One of the things he did that was not good was he was one of the engineers of Brexit, got the UK out of the EU, and then he decided that he wanted to put a hard border between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland again, after the Irish Peace Accords in the 90s that had been generated by Bill Clinton and Tony Blair, one of the great prime ministers of the UK, had restored peace to Ireland. There were no more murders, there were open borders. If you've ever been to Ireland, I've been there many times. It's a beautiful country. People are very friendly, very interesting country. But more to the point, it's as if, you know, the Irish Republic could fit in the southern third of Wisconsin. Ireland could fit in the southern third of Wisconsin. It's a very small country. And what the British did 100 years ago was take six counties out of 32, the 32 counties, six counties, and say they're part of Britain, and put a border there, and you needed... Well, I mean, theoretically, you need a passport, you need, checkpoints to get through. Well, if somebody came in and took six counties in northern Wisconsin and said, we own them now, and you can't go into them unless you get approval, that's basically what had occurred. Well, in the 90s, they got rid of that. When Britain joined the EU and the EU had opened borders, that did it, and then there were no more checkpoints, and people went back and forth. That was essential. It was essential because goods in Ireland go back and forth between the north and south seven times. They're manufactured in one part, they're shipped to the other for refinement, somewhere else for packaging, marketing, blah, blah, blah. Well, now, unfortunately, they've reduced their prime ministers to two possibilities. Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss, the foreign secretary. Rishi Sunak was a financial guy. And the way it works over there is 380 people who are in parliament decide who the two finalists are, and then 188,000 people, 188,000 in the Conservative Party decide which one it is. England has 64 million people. I mean, the UK, 64 million people. What is this? 388 guys say, all right, it's these two. And then 188,000 out of 64 million who are not representative. It would be as if Kevin McCarthy's caucus, the QAnon caucus, picked two people, and then the Republican Party rank and file delegates picked the President of the United States. And one of these people, Liz Truss, is a real problem. She originally was anti-Thatcher. She was anti-Brexit. Suddenly, she's like Carrie Lake of Arizona. She's like J.D. Vance. She's like Blake Masters of Arizona. Suddenly, she's gone full frontal, you know, put another hard border between Northern Ireland and Ireland and attack Europe. This isn't good. This is not what we want. She was anti-Thatcher. Now she wears blouses that look like Thatcher's blouses. We need somebody in there, guys, who gets them back into the EU, okay? And gets rid of fake borders in Ireland and stays away from more trouble in Ireland. We go to the Lions. Joe and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind?
I was curious to get your thoughts, Matt, about the possible, where the scenario is going for the January 6th committee. I've been reading that some are arguing that what will be stressed tonight is to press a charge onto Trump of dereliction of duty, which, as I understand it, unless you're a military person, does not have a particular criminal element to it, or and as compared to obstruction or fraud, you know, the fraud of the fake electors, the obstruction of the counting of the votes. And it seems to me that those are really key, that obstruction and fraud are, those are criminal charges. That's a criminal thing that our president worked toward. Whether he succeeded or not, he worked toward obstructing our vote. So I'm curious to know your thoughts about if what that means kind of politically and in terms of charges, if the January 6th Commission seems to be refining their message to it was a dereliction of duty, which is, you know, reads as a terrible thing when your commander-in-chief is derelict in his duty, but doesn't have a specific criminal charge unless you're part of the military. So I'll take my answer off air, but I'd really like to hear your thoughts about that. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, Joe, that's an excellent question. Let me get into that. And part of it is legal and part of it's tactical. The legal part of it is that the obstruction and, frankly, lying, the cover-up, and the fraud are criminal offenses. People can understand them. When they hear something like dereliction of duty, they yawn. You know? Yeah, well, the guys in Uvalde, Texas, were derelict in their duty because they were chicken and stood by with 380 officers in the hallway and stood by while 19 little ones and two teachers were murdered and did nothing. That's a dereliction of duty. It's terrible, but most people are just saying fire them. I personally think the January 6th Commission is making a mistake, and it's making a mistake the way the O.J. Simpson trial made a mistake 25 years ago. You can go on too long, too long with something. People's attention strays. There have been so many hearings, and now they're saying there may be more until after the, they may even go after the midterms. And it's all very important to get this out. But Merrick Garland is the one that's going to decide. The recommendation from the committee is not binding, but it's important politically. I'm concerned that Merrick Garland is continuing to dither, that if, God forbid, in November the Republicans win the House, Kevin McCarthy will disband the January 6th Commission the first minute he gets in office. It won't exist anymore. And he'll start investigations. He said he's going to. Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and Joe Biden. So time is of the essence. It's sort of if you're a prosecutor and you have somebody on murder, burglary, and drunk driving. You don't focus on drunk driving. You don't talk about drunk driving. You focus on murder and burglary. You have to use prosecutorial discretion. Now, this commissioner, not prosecutors, but at some point, lawyers understand that if you bore the jury or confuse the jury with throwing everything but the kitchen sink at them, that then they sit there and the whole thing becomes a little attenuated. But if you go in quick and sharp and direct, no nonsense, here's what he did. He ginned up this insurrection. People were killed. People were hurt. It's obstruction of the duties of the Congress. And what he was trying to do is engineer a coup to state. And people understand that. If you start getting into other peripheral things that are wrong and in a theoretical world could be criminal offenses, but they're not as obvious, I think that's a mistake of prosecutorial discretion. The other thing to keep in mind is this. Merrick Garland does not appear to be aggressive. Merrick Garland appears to be worried about the impact on the country of an indictment of Donald Trump. Fannie Willis of Atlanta is not worried at all, and she's getting death threats. But when you have a non-aggressive attorney general and then a very zealous commission, whom I think the world of, I think Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, you know, Raskin, Benny Thompson, these are all great, but they're not prosecutors. Now, Raskin was a prosecutor in a prior age, but they're really not prosecutors now. It is a law school type of professor response. Okay, let's give them everything. Give them the whole load. Bore the hell out of them. go on for a year with this stuff. And then at what? At some point at the end, you're going to indict somebody? You've lost the audience. You've lost the audience. They wonder, what's this? You go in, boom, boom, boom. Murder, burglary, boom. There's other peccadilloes we're not going to get into. Boom, boom, boom. Now, if you're going to do another hearing in prime time, yeah, what you do is you can go, here's what he did as somebody got trampled to death. Here's what he did while somebody got shot. Here's what he did while this officer's head was crushed. You have the officer with his head crushed going, ah, help me. And Trump is grinning and Donald Trump's girlfriend is dancing. Yeah, okay, that's great. But if you sit around and start getting into details that are much less serious than the others, it's a significant prosecutorial error. They're not prosecutors. And you know, some, frankly, let's be blunt, Joe. Merrick Garland has all the info he needs. He has his own investigation. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.